ABC Radio Australia.
In the Pacific, the US territories like American Samoa and Guam have led the way in vaccinating their population from COVID-19, with a rollout to the rest of the region expected to start in April. But international health officials have raised concerns over limited supplies as wealthy nations push for more vaccines for their citizens, while new research actually says it could be years before Papua New Guinea, Fiji and Solomon Islands get the majority of their population vaccinated. But one health expert says the mood in the Pacific is positive, and there are factors that could help regions vaccinate their people faster. Evan Wasuka in the Solomon Islands capital with more.
With only 17 coronavirus cases detected from returning nationals at quarantine centres and no community transmissions, Solomon Islands has avoided the worst of the COVID-19 global crisis. Here in Honiara, the focus is on life after the pandemic and reopening the country to the rest of the world. Dr. Yogesh Chaudhary is Solomon Islands COVID-19 advisor within the Health Ministry.
We want to encourage travel. We are a tourist country. We want to encourage tourism. But that will take time. And vaccination is one of the essential public health interventions to bring the country back to normal in terms of running its economy and providing services to the people and at the same time keeping the people safe.
In the Pacific, thousands of vaccines have already been deployed to U.S. territories and associated countries like Palau and Marshall Islands under the U.S. government's Operation Warp Speed. But others, like Solomon Islands, are having to wait. They're largely relying on the COVID-19 vaccine's Global Access Facility, commonly known as COVAX, which aims to supply 2 billion doses to developing countries by the end of the year. Dr. Paula Vivilli, the Director of Health at the development organization, the Pacific Community, says the wait may only be a few months long.
The COVAX facility had always been, certainly for the Pacific countries, had always been looking at a kind of an April rollout. But we say that it's not so clear because we all know that until you have the vaccines on the ground, it's a little bit difficult to be certain.
Dr. Chaudhary says Solomon Islands has been offered its first batch of the Pfizer vaccine, but can't confirm when it will arrive.
So they said in the phase one, they will be able to give us vaccine enough for 0.25% of the population, which translates into the fact that we'll be able to immunize between 1,700 to 1,800 people.
This movement across the region, with Samoa's Prime Minister telling local media they're expecting their first batch of vaccines next month, while a managing contractor, ABT Associates, has won the first round of an international tender to distribute vaccines in Papua New Guinea. But as the Pacific waits, some international health officials are worried low-income countries relying on COVAX could be sidelined in a rush by wealthier nations wanting to access the limited vaccine supplies. It prompted the World Health Organization's Director General, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, to issue these blunt comments.
Not only does this me-first approach leave the world's poorest and most vulnerable people at risk, it's also self-defeating. Ultimately, these actions will only prolong the pandemic, prolong our pain, the restrictions needed to contain it, and human and economic suffering.
The situations led the Economist Intelligence Unit to forecast that Pacific countries like PNG, Fiji, Vanuatu and the Solomons may not vaccinate the majority of their population, that's more than 60%, until at least 2025. Dr. Henry Ivarature, a Pacific Fellow with Australian National University, says even the 2025 forecast for a country like PNG is optimistic.
I'm taking the numbers from what the WHO was saying, that they are able to vaccinate about 2 million people in 2022. And there's two doses, so that'll be about 4 million doses. And working on the grade, that'll take probably about 2025. But the reality on the ground is that the terrain is challenging. The health services are spread out, population is spread out. So they really need to work on their implementation strategy and resourcing to be able to get things across.
But Dr. Paula Vivilli from the Pacific Community says vaccine production technology is changing so fast that it's likely Pacific countries will be able to roll out their COVID-19 vaccination campaigns faster than forecasted. And he says the Pacific's young population is a positive factor.
We know at the moment that the vaccines that have started to be used particularly with the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine. It's that they advise vaccination down to 16 and 18 years old. And younger than that, the information and the evidence has not really come out yet. And so if you're taking this into account, for example, for the Pacific populations, some of the countries would probably have close to half of their population under 18. And therefore, if you're looking at absolute numbers of vaccines that you need in the first round, then you're looking at a smaller number relative.
But he acknowledges any delay in a mass rollout will also likely delay the reopening of international borders. And that could have economic consequences, especially for tourism-dependent countries like Vanuatu and Fiji, who pre-COVID welcomed hundreds of thousands of tourists, the majority from Australia, each year.
As is predicted by Economist Intelligence Unit, that 2025 and beyond will certainly be an issue for the said countries, because it will be difficult to have travel like we used to know, with a limited amount of vaccination being done.
COVAX aims to provide its members with 20% coverage by the end of the year, which means countries like Solomon Islands will still have to source the majority of their vaccines through bilateral arrangements or purchase it themselves from manufacturers. Australia has pledged more than $500 million over 3 years to support Asian and Pacific countries to immunize their populations against COVID-19. Solomon Islands COVID-19 advisor Dr. Yogesh Chaudhary says they're already holding talks with not only Australia but also China, which has developed two vaccines that are still in stage 3 trials but are already being rolled out under an emergency program. They're also being trialed in countries like Brazil, Indonesia, and United Arab Emirates.
While we are taking the vaccine through COVAX, we are also talking to our bilateral donors to provide enough vaccine for our people. We are also talking to China, and China has also offered that they'll be able to provide vaccine for our population. Our aim is to have the vaccines which have been approved, at least granted emergency use listing by the WHO.
Dr. Yogesh Chaudhary from Solomon Islands Health Ministry, ending that report from Evan Wasuka.